This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We haven't spoken about the Israeli situation in a while, where the Hamas terrorists attacked the Jewish nation of Israel. And it's a battle that you know my stance. I stand with Israel. Israel's not trying to bother anybody, and the terrorists continue to attack them. We've got a very, very small population of people, the Jewish people, who have contributed more to the world per capita than any other race or ethnicity of people or religion of people, and they are completely vilified. And as opposed to people looking at, here's what I say about anything. You look for the good and stuff because that's where you learn. I'll give you an example in my family. My dad was a scoundrel. I could look at everything he did bad and go, oh my gosh, oh, what was me? I've written a book about him. But what it did was I looked at the good and said, okay, what can I drag out of that? What is it that I don't want to pass on to future generations, to posterity? Come on. Every family has something like that. If your father was abusive, you say to yourself, I don't want to be an abuser. If your father abandoned you, you say, I don't want to abandon my kids. It's those things that happen to you that make you take out the good. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to talk about this Israeli situation because we've seen this anti-Semitism. We've been talking about it. It's blatant in your face. It's been going on for decades. Leftists are the people who not only engender it, they birth it, they promote it and keep it going. And literally, it is so blatant and in your face. It's amazing to me that it exists. It's as blatant as the hatred of people against white folks. And you say to yourself, really? Why do you hate them? They have no excuse, no reason other than I've been taught to hate them. And you got to ask yourself, what wakes them up? What makes somebody finally go, you know what, I've been wrong. I'm not going to tell you what your own personal catharsis is, the thing that makes you metamorph into or morph or whatever, evolve into a new person. But everybody has it. Now, I know human nature. I have a suspicion of what makes people do it. But it's your own personal journey. But here's what I do know. You have those catharsis. You have those epiphanies that says, oh, geez, I hate when I did that. I watched the story of a guy who killed wolves for a living. And this one wolf was so smart that by the end of it, he finally killed the wolf. Well, he didn't kill him, but he trapped him and the wolf died. And at the end of it, he said, I'll never kill another wolf, because he understood the purpose of the wolf in the ecosystem. And what I got from that film was nobody was going to give that man an epiphany except that wolf. You couldn't go to him and say, why are you killing wolves? It's bad, you know, you need them for the ecology and whatever. But this one wolf became his nemesis. And this wolf was so smart, when the man would poison food, because that was how he could kill the other wolves, this wolf would pick him up, pick the places up where the guy put the poison meat, pile them into one pile, then defecate on it. I mean, that's how smart this wolf was. The wolves that would get caught in these drag traps, where they could catch them, but it wouldn't kill them, it would just drag them, they could follow the drag marks, this wolf would avoid them. He would spring the traps so other wolves wouldn't get them. It was uncanny. This wolf was like a human being stalking this guy. And when the guy finally got this wolf, he had such respect for him, he said, I can't kill another wolf. That was his epiphany. Here's my point. When it comes to the Jews and the Arabs, There, people, if you're going to try to convince these indoctrinated kids, these indoctrinated anti-Semites, anti-Zionists, people that hate the Jewish people, for that don't even know why, it's almost impossible. The only thing you can do is stand straight on what you believe. You have to have the backbone to say, here's what I believe. And if you do that, that's step one. Step two is they got to come to their own epiphany. And we're going to be talking about that here in a bit, because people are coming to that. But leading up to that, I want to talk to you about some of the things that are happening in this anti-Semitic, openly anti-Semitic, openly racist situation. And here's the first clip that we'll play.
Hate is on the rise in America. A terrifying scene at a New York City high school. A teacher forced to hide for hours in a locked office as hundreds of pro-Palestinian students rioted outside and demanded that she be fired. It happened after they found out that the teacher attended a pro-Israel rally. Anti-Israel protests causing more mayhem in other parts of the city as well. Shocking video shows more than 1,000 pro-Palestinian activists halting traffic for hours on New York City's Manhattan Bridge.
How is that tolerated? Welcome back, everybody. How is that tolerated? And here's, to me, what's worse is, what are they tolerating? Israel was attacked by terrorists, and people are saying, I'm going to protest against terror. And somebody goes, I'm going to attack you. I mean, that's leftism so rampant. That is leftism in your face, leftism defined. Punish the people who are doing the right thing. A teacher having to hide people because, I don't know, male or female. It sounds like a female. I think it was, right? Having to hide because she dare voice her opposition to terror by going to a demonstration that was pro-Israel. Is there anybody that's going to explain to me how Israel was not right in this situation? In other words, a terrorist attacks your country and they're not right to say, why did you do this to us, for us to question it? How is it even possible that there would be opposition to that? And you know what the excuse is? Well, it's an ongoing thing and it's generational and all this. Okay, maybe it is. How long do you let this stuff continue? Well, the left will do it as long as the money's good. Think about the money that's being raised on both sides of this issue right now. But then think about who's right and who's wrong. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Life goes on for us, right? I don't know what you're into right now, but probably it wasn't very different from what you did yesterday. You woke up this morning knowing what your circumstances were. What a feeling. And more importantly, you've got something to look forward to. It could be the birth of a grandchild. It could be the graduation of one of your family members. New business success. Maybe some accomplishment you yourself have made. A goal you set last year. And as you prepare to enter another year, you say to yourself, I accomplished it. I did it. You improved yourself in some way. Here's what I know about you as a conservative. If you are breathing air, you are improving. You are evolving. And you're doing it not selfishly, not with some agenda other than being a better human being. And here's where you start. You say, I'm going to do it first for myself. Because that's what matters. I was talking to somebody, I don't remember what, but we were talking about improvement. And somebody went, oh, it may have been Melissa. And I said, yeah, I want to do that for you guys, you and Collier. And she goes, you do it for yourself. And I thought to myself, well, of course. But it was with the idea that I'd be a better person, which means you're better for the people around you. I don't remember what it was. I'm not in some crisis, but I'm just saying I wanted to be better. It might have been just be less sarcastic. But it isn't like be less sarcastic because there's more money for you. Be less, you know, it's just be less sarcastic because it'll make you a better person. Maybe it's being misconstrued. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to encourage you to check out our website, the Kevin Jackson Network. You'll see lots of things that we're asking you to do. But here's the beauty of what when we ask you to do something. It's probably going to help you more than it'll help us. Oh, real quick shout out to Bill. Bill, as it turns out, I got contacted by a guy named Bill. I can say his last name. But Bill, turns out, is the cousin of one of my big benefactors for my nonprofit. We didn't know this, but they have the similar last name, same last name. And we were talking, he goes, yeah, it's my cousin. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You know, but, you know, the name is so it's not like Jackson or Johnson. So we talked for a bit, and Bill said, Kevin, I'm thinking of doing something where we take our coffee company proceeds and we donate it to your show. He thinks he can move 1,000 pounds of coffee per month, which will generate, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 for the show. And so we talked about it. And Bill, I appreciate that. He was telling me how he got together with friends, told them about the show, wanted to do something proactive, and that's what they decided to do. I don't know when that's going to happen, but here's what I will tell you. When that coffee company comes to be, not only will I drink it, I will promote the living daylights out of it. He said it's really good coffee. And he's having conversations with the roasters and all that. I don't know much about the coffee business, even though I have some good friends that are in it. The Carswells, Kirby is one of my best friends. And he and his brother run a coffee shops in the Texas area. And I know they've got a mail order thing that they're starting to do as well. But if Bill moves forward with his coffee company, I will drink it. And I will promote it. And I'll tell you, I love the Moroccan blend, you know, or whatever it turns out to be. But you know what I really liked about it? He said, we're doing this for you. We've been looking, he and his group of guys he's known since high school, 72 years old, because we've been looking for something to do and a place to put our efforts. I love that. We are talented, crazy talented people. I mean, crazy talented, not crazy talented, okay? And when we decide to do something collectively, the left can't stop us. Let me get back on track. Talking about this rampant anti-Semitism that goes on, and I was saying to you that your life is going on. Nobody's holding you hostage. And I want to go back to the October 7th day when Hamas terrorists attacked Israel, raped women, killed children in front of their parents, and then took hostages, including American hostages, and now they're pawns. And so the same situation repeated again in the Biden administration. Now we've got more hostages, and I'm going to tell you, it's not a safe world for Americans anywhere in the world if you're traveling. Conversations I've had with friends that want to go places, the first thing they say is, yeah, we were thinking about going to so-and-so, but now we're a little leery. Ask your leftist friends if they're so prone to go somewhere under the Biden administration. Most are not. But what are these hostages going through? What are their holidays going to be like? Well, how do they wake up in the morning? Are they comfortable like you? See, it's easy for Joe Biden and those guys, we're fighting to get these hostages released. And they get a couple, they do some symbolic stuff. If you're not in that group, man, you're in to suffer. You're going to suffer. Because Joe Biden, once they do the photo op and the, you know, get the couple of sound bites, they're off to the next crisis that they're going to create. I want to play. Do we have a clip for this? Oh, you know, no, we'll get into Cuomo here in a bit. And I'm also going to do a summary on Jewish contributions. But my commentary around anti-Semitism is, why are we targeting the Jews? Is it just this history? This festering hatred being taught all over the world, mostly by people who claim that they want us to be tolerant.
You have served in uniform overseas. What do you make about this call for using U.S. Special Forces to get our folks out?
Well, we should certainly be open to that. I mean, we have elite Special Operations Forces who are specifically trained in hostage rescue. I do think we have to be deferential to Israelis, to the Israeli government and the Israeli Defense Forces about the tactical situation on the ground. But if American military forces are called upon and can provide a viable solution to get out American citizens and the citizens of Israel or other nations, then we have to be open to that. But again, it's not just those small special operations units that we have trained. We have two aircraft carriers in the region. We've increased the number of troops and the aircraft we have in the region. Yet Hamas is still so contemptuous of President Biden that it hasn't yet released American hostages. This would have never happened under Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan. In fact, if you recall, Jimmy Carter had a hostage crisis with Iran, Hamas's patron, for over 400 days. Iran released those hostages the day Ronald Reagan took office because they were so scared of what Ronald Reagan might do to them. You don't see that kind of fear of President Biden from Hamas or Iran or, frankly, anyone around the world.
I don't think that Joe Biden's lack of getting these hostages out is anything that has anything to do with his anti-Semitic behavior or that of his party. But I still wonder, I mean, he's made the world unsafe. But bringing it back to the whole Jewish thing, and this is where we're going to go into in the next segment, is when people start to realize how bad this situation is. And what are the ramifications of doing nothing? Because that's where we are. We have a government that is feckless, it's not respected, and they can't protect you. And they're fostering this behavior.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A total of 25 states will be raising their minimum wage next year. Workers in states ranging from California and Montana to Florida and Ohio will be setting their minimum wage above $10. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people. An organization monitoring threats reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls just over this past weekend alone. There's another hearing today over whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to tear down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have a dual standard of justice in this country. One standard applied.
But Trump is using the word hostages. Do you think that they're hostages?
For the prior 2 years.
Isn't that irresponsible to call them hostages with what's going on in Israel right now?
I mean, Jim, let me just be really clear about what's irresponsible as it relates to coverage of Donald Trump. And I think that your network and others like you owe some accountability here. From the Russia collusion hoax that never was, to the Hunter Biden laptop story that was actually real before people before the election were told that it was false. So I think that the real accountability here belongs to the media.
Hear, hear, Vivek Ramaswamy. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. What's his name? Jim Acosta?
Oh, you think Donald Trump deserves...
What does Trump have to do with anything with the Israel hostages? Except... there wouldn't have been any Israeli or American hostages if Trump were president. Everything the left does backfires. Here's a Joy Reid speaking to an Israeli commando about 2,000-pound bombs, and here's what his comment to her, which is effectively shuts her up.
Let me ask you this question. If you were to discover, the Israeli military were to discover that Yahya Sinwar, who is the Hamas militant who planned the 10/7 attacks, was actually hiding in Israeli territory, hiding in a hospital there with his militants, with his men, would Israel drop 2,000-pound bombs on that hospital?
No, we probably, if it was inside Israel and we had control of the ground, we'd send in our special forces, as we have in the past when you've got sort of terrorist situations, and we would eliminate him. And we've now.
And you would not do that in Gaza.
We have sent ground forces into Gaza. We're losing soldiers in very difficult firefights between us and the Hamas terrorists. We will reach Sinwar. It's only a matter of time.
So, let me just tell you what's going on here. She wants this to be a gotcha moment. We got you, man. Would you drop 2,000-pound bombs in Israel? And the guy goes, no, we wouldn't have to. We'd have control. We would, you know, smoke them out, whatever. But and you can hear at the end, she wants to make a point. But we've got video showing you dropping 2,000-pound bombs. Okay, so what you're saying is, should we disregard the safety of our troops and go right into ambushes, which is what they'd expect, or should we, quote, as they say in the Air Force, soften them up? And you want us to make a decision. And you know what's funny about leftists? Joy Reid has zero understanding of war, how it works. She demonstrated it there. What a stupid question.
Would you be different in it?
It's like asking somebody, do you feel more comfortable at your home or in a strange place? Now, overwhelmingly, most people will tell you, I feel more comfortable in my home. Why? Because it's human nature. I know all the surroundings. I know everything about me. I'm not telling you there aren't people that would say, oh, wow, this place you've got me at is much better. You know, if you go from living in squalor to a five-star hotel, maybe you'd be more comfortable in the five-star hotel. Maybe it's got a better bed or whatever. But am I more comfortable? Really? No. I'm more comfortable with the things I'm familiar with. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Stupidity. These people that have TV, that are hosting TV networks with agendas. Look, if all you got to do, I don't care what your agenda is. I really don't. If I had a show, I've got a point of view. But my agenda is the truth. And I don't care who it is. If somebody comes on and delivers a lie, I'd call them out for it. People that know me know this to be true. Now, I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm telling you that is what the conservative movement is built on. Joy Reid doesn't know what these hostages went through. She has no idea what the Israeli people went through when October the 7th, Hamas attacked that country. She has no clue. But she wants to moralize about it. Anyway, here's what I want to do. Chris Cuomo gives an introduction. I'm not going to play the whole thing. And I set this up earlier by asking you, what has come in your life that that changed you dramatically? You thought, this is the way I am, but then something came along and did it. And I'll give you an example in my life. Well, with one of my aunts. My aunt, I remember her distinctively saying, I will not support one of my kids who marries out of their race. Because, see, black people were very racist in that regard. But it wasn't that blacks were afraid of the racism, you know, like they didn't like white people. You know what they really hated? What would my kids go through if they were in an interracial marriage? That was what old school black folks were about. But then they changed, and that very aunt that said, if my kids marry somebody out there racist, I'm like, I'll disown them. I remember her saying it. I was a young kid when she said it. I mean, you know, 12, 13 years old. But I remember it to this day. And two of her sons married Filipino women. And she loves her sister, her daughter-in-laws. But that's what she said. She changed because change was forced on her. The epiphany hit. I'm being racist. I'm not being the person I was raised to be. Anyway, let's get to this Cuomo clip before I don't have time. This is Cuomo coming to the conclusion or his own catharsis of what's going on between Israel and Hamas.
Like I said, today's been a heavy day because three of us went to the Israeli consulate to watch some of the footage that we've never seen, these images and media, a lot of it raw, some of it, they did some editing to identify things of what happened in the massacre on October 7th. It's 47 minutes long. Now, some of it I have seen before, and you can find it online. A lot more than I expected was new to me. And again, I do believe people should see this. I understand the sensitivity of the families. I understand the concern that if you don't want to believe that October 7th happened, well, then it doesn't matter what you see. But I do believe for many, that there's an aspect of this that I don't think we appreciate. I realized something that I had missed before. Okay? It took me immediately and deeply into a past trauma. The exact feeling that I had when I learned why 9/11 happened. Terrorists targeted the Twin Towers and Washington, D.C. to take out the great symbols that represent America. The method was not madness. They were sane. They were just evil. But the method was a message. Their unholy efforts triggered what America's feared most. Terrorists robbing us of who and what we are about at home. And so, they got what they asked for. The wrath of a people united in a common fear and concern that it is us or it is them. existential. We went after those who took credit where we could, used warplanes, drones, missiles, every kind of weapon and warrior we have to kill active enemies, those who hid, the complicit, the sympathetic, and sometimes, even often at points, the innocent. That's the truth. And if there had been social media then, I don't know how public opinion at home would have been different. But the fact that they hit us where it hurt, that's what mattered most. So, if an enemy wanted to make sure that Israel would come for them, the message would be, we're going to take children, women, innocents, and more, tie them up, and burn them alive. Just like the Holocaust. The ultimate fear of what the world can bring the Jews' way. When a decision is made that Jews are less than human and treated that way in words and deeds, I now know that is exactly the message Hamas sent on purpose at scale. And I was not aware of that before. I had seen that bodies had been burned, but I did not understand or appreciate how intentional the effort was. They did it methodically. You hear it in the voices, the commands, the ease, the excitement of finding and mutilating victims, being told, let them play with it.
Welcome back, everybody. That's what happens when you let anti-Semitism fester. But see, Chris Cuomo got a wake-up call because he, as he said, realized what he missed, information that was new to him. This is why the Democrats don't want you to see J6 tapes. They don't want you to see the Crossfire Hurricane documents and things like that, which we'll talk about another time. They want to keep you in the dark because by doing that, they can dehumanize you. See, before this, Chris Cuomo saw it two-sided. Oh, I sympathize with the terrorists. Not so much anymore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've been researching this topic of anti-Semitism and what the Jews have contributed to society, and I was fortunate to be invited to an event in New York. I was there with Joe Piscopo. Actually, I invited Joe to come with me while I was up there, and a guy who was over some big Jewish organization, he read off all of the accomplishments of the Jewish people in like a 2 minute, 3 minute deal. And I was blown away. And now, I've never been anti-Semitic. I, you know, live and let live. And if the Jews are doing better than blacks or whites or whomever and whatever thing, congratulations to them. It doesn't mean they have to get, they get to keep it. I don't believe there's one race of people that is given any advantage over another. I know the Bible says that the Jews are God's chosen people, and I may have some belief in that. to a degree, but I'll put it to you this way. If blacks want to be God's chosen people, all we got to do is live a godly life and act as if we want to follow biblical principle. Within a generation, we'll be God's chosen people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, I'm going to go through this. This is what a guy sent by email. You may have seen it. If you have, congratulations, because you should pass it along. But he wrote this. A short time ago, Iran Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei urged the Muslim world to boycott anything and everything that originates with the Jewish people. This is one of these cultural appropriation. Don't use anything that the Jews have done. In response, Meyer Trinkman, a pharmacist, out of the kindness of his heart, offered to assist them in their boycott as follows. Any Muslim who has syphilis must not be cured by salvarsan discovered by a Jew, Dr. Ehrlich. He should not even try to find out whether he has syphilis, because the Wasserman test is the discovery of a Jew. If a Muslim suspects that he has gonorrhea, he must not seek diagnosis, because he will be using the method of a Jew named Neisner. Muslim who suffers heart disease must not use digitalis, a discovery by Jew, Ludwig Traub. Should he suffer with a toothache, he must not use Novocaine, a discovery of the Jews, Vidal and Weil. If a Muslim has diabetes, he must not use insulin, the result of research by Minkowski, a Jew. If one has a headache, he must shun paramidon and antipygrin due to the Jews, Spiro and Elige. Muslims with convulsions must put up with him because it was a Jew, Oscar Liebrecht, who proposed the use of chlorohydrate. Arabs must do likewise with their psychic ailments because Freud, father of psychoanalysis, was a Jew. Should a Muslim child get diphtheria, he must retain from the shtick reaction, which was invented by the Jew, Bela Schick. Yeah, it's called shtick, not shtick. Schick. Muslims should be ready to die in great numbers and must not permit treatment of ear and brain damage, work of Jewish Nobel Peace Prize winner, or Nobel Prize winner, rather, Robert Barham. They should continue to die or remain crippled by infantile paralysis because the discoverers of the anti-polio vaccines are Jews, Jonas Salk and Albert Sabin. Muslims must refuse to use streptomycin and continue to die of tuberculosis because a Jew, Zalman Waxman, invented the wonder drug against killing that particular disease. Muslim doctors must discard all discoveries and improvements by dermatologist Judas Sein Benedict or the lung specialist Franco and many other world-renowned Jewish scientists and medical experts. In short, good and loyal Muslims properly and fittingly should remain afflicted with syphilis, gonorrhea, heart disease, headaches, typhus, diabetes, mental disorders, polio, convulsions, tuberculosis, and be proud to obey the Muslim boycott. Oh, and by the way, don't call for a doctor on your cell phone because your cell phone was invented by an Israeli Jewish engineer. Meanwhile, I ask, what medical contributions to the world have the Muslims made? The global population is approximately 1.2 billion. I don't know when this was written. 1,200,000,000, or 20% of the world's population. You ready for these numbers? They have received the following Nobel Prizes. Literature, 1988, Najib Mahfouz. Peace, 78, Anwar Sadat. 1990, Elias James Corey. 94, Yasser Arafat. 99, Ahmed Zewai. Economics, 0. Physics, 0. Medicine, 1960, Peter Brian Medawar. 1998, Farid Murad. All total, 7 people. The global Jewish population is approximately 14 million, or about 0.02% of the world's population. They also have received the following Nobel Prizes. Honestly, folks, I can't read them all. It's too many. Literature, there are 10 from 1910 to 1991. For peace, there are 8 from 1919 to 1994. For physics, wow. It's too many to mention. It's got to be 40. Economics, economics is approximately 12. Medicine, beginning in 1908, wow, maybe another 30 to 40. In total, though, 0.02% of the world's population, the Jews, have received 129 Nobel Prizes in a variety of areas, in every Nobel area. The Arabs, who are 20% of the world population, have received 7. None in medicine and none in physics. He says this, the Jews are not promoting brainwashing of children in military training camps. They are not teaching children to blow themselves up and cause maximum death of Jews or other non-Muslims. The Jews don't hijack planes or kill athletes at Olympics, nor blow themselves up in German restaurants. There's not one single Jew who has destroyed a church. There's not a single Jew who protests by killing people. The Jews don't traffic slaves, nor do they have leaders calling for jihad or death to all infidels. Perhaps the world's Muslim population should consider investing more in standard education and less in blaming the Jews for all their problems. By the way, when you think about this, I think about it in terms of the black condition. Blacks are taught to hate Jews, and I've said to many black people, okay, why?
Don't well man me.
Why? What impact has a Jew had on your life that has caused you grief? Because I just read through all the things where they've helped you. I'm on antibiotics right now. I had dental work, and I'm on antibiotics right now. Thank you, Jonas Salk. And what was it? I forget the other person, but thank you. For me, there's no cultural appropriation. There's the best thing that happens for mankind. Why would you want to boycott Jews? Why would you want to get rid of them? Why would you want to get rid of people who 0.02% of the population has generated world-renowned breakthroughs? And I've already talked to you about the number of patents the Jews hold. Next to the United States, I think the next 4 or 5 countries, Israel has more patents than Japan, China, Russia, whatever, combined. Why would you want to get rid of those people? Is it jealousy? He goes on, he says, Muslims must ask themselves, what can they do for mankind before they demand that mankind respect them? Regardless of your feelings about the crisis between Israel and Palestine and Arab neighbors, even if you believe there's culpability on Israel's part, this says it all. If the Arabs were to put down their weapons today, there would be no more violence. If the Jews put down their weapons today, there would be no more Jews. Benjamin Yahoo was talking about what Eisenhower did, and he says, it's a matter of history that the supreme commander of the Allied forces, Dwight Eisenhower, upon finding victims of the Jewish death camps, he ordered all possible photographs to be taken, for the German people from the surrounding villages to be ushered through the camps and even made to bury the dead. He did this in effect to get it all on record. Folks, it's on record here.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.